Saturday at Bar La Ritz, located at 179 Jean Talon West, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are going to cost you $12, and they're going to cost you $15 at the door. But remember to support your local music venues, people. I hope to see you all there. That's it for me, everyone. This has been the Community Calendar for the week of January 20th to January 26th. I'm Danny Gold, and as always, you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Now back to your regular scheduled programming.
All right, we are back. And now into the second hour. Quickly recap what we just heard there. That last track was a brand new one from No Bro. That was Mariana. And in before that, Sunday Morning 2 from Paul Jacobs. And like we said, they're going to be playing with Uburu next Thursday at La Ministrie.
Le Ministère, but yeah, Ministry.
Okay.
Proper translation.
All right. And yeah, so now I don't want to move off of Uburu. If there's still stuff that you guys want to talk about with the record, or I thought maybe I would try again, like with different wording, to see if I could trick you into telling us some of your future secret plans. But maybe I don't want to do that to you guys. But if there's anything else you want to say about the album, we'll give you the mics now, and then I would like to talk a little bit about the Tavern Tour. That's also a part of this this show is part of the Tavern Tour. But what else do the good people need to know about this record?
It's made with a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. And we went through a lot to make that thing, and then just want everyone to enjoy it. And can't wait to see everyone at the release. And our buddy Paul Jacobs, No Bro, really excited about that lineup. And couldn't ask for a better release show. So hope everyone comes out and excited for that.
I could say also that it's not that important to the casual listener, but there were literally 7 different tambourines tracked on that album and 4 different cowbells. And for me, it was one of the funnest days in the studio. So yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Being the percussionist, drummer.
Yeah.
Did you bring in these numerous?
The thing is, literally called out to all my friends who have those kind of gadgets, and also went to this really cool store, which now that I know about it, I don't go to any other stores for percussive instruments. Timpano on Rachel Street. Great guys, great folks, and they just have like a rental department, and it's downstairs, and it's crazy. I've never seen so many tambourines. It was so much fun.
Was it kind of like going to a grocery store stoned? You know, you just walked in to get one,
like,
and then you walked out with
store,
eight.
Yeah, more like a candy store.
All right. Well, if you haven't, you at home, I mean, if you haven't listened to the album, you really should. It's on all the streaming streaming sites,
yep,
as well.
Yep.
But you should definitely try and make it down to the show on Thursday night. This lineup's going to be killer. And then pick yourself up a nice vinyl copy of this Uburu album, because I would just imagine listening to it on vinyl is just the exact perfect way to listen to this record.
When we got the test print, like everybody got one and took it home. Like, and the best moments when me, Sam, and Sean like sat in Sam's living room. He's the producer, guitar player, engineer, mixer. He did so much for this album. He's also like a great bandmate to be like in a band with. But anyways, we just went, had a couple of drinks over at his place, and now that pot is legal, I'll say it, we had some pot, and listened to the test printing in his awesome vintage sound system. You know, it was, yeah. We were like, okay, yeah, this was meant to be on vinyl, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's definitely we recommend listening to it, that way if possible. Get the record, buy it. No.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from other people, like from people outside of the band?
Well, it's positive, which is great, you know? I mean, even if there was a negative review, I would like cherish it, you know? Actually, there was a review in Le Devoir, which was like, I mean, it was funny. The guy was saying that we were writing a love letter to the 70s, and you know, like looking at the artwork he writes, you can know that the first riff's gonna remind you of Black Sabbath, and you know, he was like very crude, but I liked it. I was like, yeah, we love that music, we love that era, you know, like we don't care. It's like, I mean, we had fun, we're still having fun doing it. So yeah, it's like, yeah, positive response, and even if it was negative, you know.
But I would say obviously those are some influences that are there, but there is also other little ingredients that you throw in. So it's not just a Black Sabbath sort of copy.
Definitely,
you know?
Like, no, and I think it's not like we were just going for the 70s sound. It wasn't really completely the plan either. Like, you know, there was a lot of other things we all like, and we all like, you know, there's elements of punk rock in there, you know, there's elements of, you know, like spacier stuff as well. And so definitely, you know, we all can agree we love 70s music, you know, so we don't hide from that influence, but there's more to it, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, so now can we talk a little bit about Tavern Tour, which kicks off the same night as the
well,
Ubu
it's
Roo
on the
show.
30th, 31st and 1st of February. So, yeah, from next Thursday until next Saturday.
And it's the 5th edition, right?
Yes, 5th year anniversary, Marilyn would like me to say.
So when you guys started Tavern Tour back 2016, did you have any idea it would grow to what it is now? Like, when you look at that the website and the lineup that you have in those 3 days, it's pretty impressive. And given that it's in the end of January, beginning of February in Montreal, it's a good...
Nobody had any idea. But the thing is, like, at that time of the year, a lot of bands are available. Yeah. It's not touring season. It's not festival season. And so Marilyn and Pierre had this crazy idea. It's Marilyn Lacombe and Pierre Thibault had this crazy idea. Let's just, like, take over Mont-Royal Avenue and just, like, put up a bunch of shows. I'm sure all the bar owners are going to be happy to get traffic in there. I'm sure tons of like bands are going to be happy to play. And like, it's boring in the winter sometimes, you know, like you're waiting for your next gig that's in April or something, you know? So that was the main concept behind it, but it evolved a lot since. Yeah.
What I like about it is it's got the feel, or the first feel, I suppose, in the city of a festival, or, you know, similar to Pop Montreal or something like that, but on a much warmer, more friendly scale, and one in which, and I'm sure you do, there are people from out of town that maybe travel for
a bit.
Too.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but it's not like the other ones where it's just an influx of.
No, exactly. It's like it by no means is meant for the people of the neighborhood, but you know, like obviously, if you live closer in the wintertime, like it's easier to attend more events than if you're trying to like travel and. Wherever you come from, you know, like winter, you know, has been difficult for humanity even since the beginning, you know. But yeah, no, it's got that vibe of like a big gigantic like pub crawl with amazing like acts, basically, you know.
So after having 5 years experience putting something like this together, can you give us a little insight on how like when you start programming it for the next year, what you're taking into consideration as far as like who you might approach to play, like what kind of factors go into the programming?
Well, I mean, it's a bit of everything that you want, I guess, in the music scene, but happening like crammed into 3 days. So yeah, there's like, oh, this, I mean, like for example, The Roof is coming this year. They're one of my favorite like psychedelic experimental act. And you know, that was an idea we had, and like they were like, yay, let's come. And it's like, so there's some of that, and there's also like bands that come out of nowhere in the last 6 months, for example, and blow us away, and we're like, okay, no, let's get them in that.
So it is a curated festival as opposed to people applying.
Well, we take submissions, and obviously that's the other part of it. Yeah, obviously, like people should submit for festivals, like, you know, even if they don't know the organizers, because yeah, it's worth it, because you know, that's sometimes how you break through to a new audience, and or like, you know, how you make new friends, you know. Yeah.
So tell us about this year's programming. Now I know you have a lot of information in your head right now, and we've joked about it.
Over 70 artists,
right,
in like over 25 like venues. Some of them are makeshift, some of them are like classic venues.
So while we direct listeners at home to go visit
It's www.taverne, so like tavern with an e, like if you're not familiar with the way to spell it in French, tour.ca. so that's www.taverntour.ca.
So the listeners have their comprehensive information there, but off the top of your head, can you give us like two or three nights that you're stoked about?
I'm super psyched that we're like Dear Wolf. Obviously, the Sadies are one of the best live act on earth. Like, I mean, if you haven't seen them live, you need to. It's just, it's something else. It's, I mean, they're not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything. They're just playing awesome. Also, I mean, I like Clair Ensemble, man. They're not that active these days, and they're a pretty good hip hop band. I think it's almost sold out, though. There were very little tickets left yesterday, anyways. For like less known bands, like Folaxoid is coming all the way from Brazil. So that's, but I mean, they're doing other things at the same time. It's not like, but Population 2 is like a really cool band that's like on the up, I guess I could just say that. Also, Fred Fortin is doing an intimate show at Sala Rosa. That's a weird, like, occurrence. Like, I mean, if you're a big fan of, like, real Quebec, like, felt francophone folk with an edge, that guy's, like he's the boss. Yeah, not like Mellencamp or... he's just the boss. yeah, there's tons of, like, depending on your taste in music, you can find like Edgar, Joseph Edgar, I mean, is doing like weird songs curated by Louis-Philippe Gingras. There's like tons of weird and cool, like unique concerts that you can catch. But for people who like more like, let's say like what people at the Google Radio Magic Show would go for. Yeah, obviously I would tell you to come see our show with Uberu. Dear Wolf is also like you know, a really cool set that I'm gonna miss. Then yeah, by Atsuko with Hoop Zoo and King Buffalo is also gonna be an amazing show. Also the Soul Clap Night, if you like dancing, with New York Night Train, Jonathan Toobin. Basically, like, I could keep going for an hour. Like, it's going to be a great weekend, and I hope, like, people will find their matches in terms of, like, what they feel like listening to.
And you do have, like, there's a few free things that are happening as part of it. There's the show at Au 33 Tours.
Yeah, there's a pop-up with Cessa. It's another artist from Brazil, amazing artist. There's another pop-up is at a Vinyl Pub. That's going to be Crab, the Spectaculaire Duo, the Musique Punk Présent. That's how they call themselves, and it makes total sense. Other free shows, we have the Flamingos Pink. I'm sorry, though, you will have to look it up because I can't remember all the venues by heart, but I think it's at Baraka, but I'm not sure. Maybe I should get my notes out. There's tons of
it
shows.
It's at Baraka. And that's on the 31st.
Yep.
I'm amazed you've only pulled your phone out now and all that was just coming off the top of your head.
I didn't know what the questions were going to be, and I didn't want to have my phone as like an anchor. I just wanted to go with the flow with you guys, and you know, like we usually do.
So here's a question. So this thing is obviously people love it. It's growing. You're around for 5 years, which is not an easy feat, given all the logistics that we were talking about. So is there ever a fear that this thing will explode beyond the tavern?
I mean, like, we're doing venues that are bigger than taverns, but we try to keep that mentality in our approach anyways.
Right.
You know, like, so the ticket prices are like very reasonable and even super cheap in certain cases, like in terms of what people would pay in those venues to see these kinds of artists. Nothing against other promoters. We're just saying that was always like going to be like important if we were going to like go to bigger venues, that it's still pretty accessible to just about any financial means that people would have, you know.
Can we talk about Mothland?
Yeah, we can.
This is also something that through Tavern Tier, but well, I mean, you do more than that.
Yeah, it does. So, the curation and big part of. Yeah.
Tell the folks at home, as if they've never heard before, who Mothland is and what you guys
it's
do.
A bunch of moths, basically, right? And we just created this parallel universe where we have fun with like concepts, concerts. Like, we try and spread like artistic practices much so in the psychedelic and experimental scenes mostly, but we are open to other stuff as well. And we do a bunch of stuff like to try and get that music out there.
All right. I do want to come back and talk a bit more about Mothland, because there are some things specifically coming up that we want to talk to. But we're going to jump back in with another track from Uburu. And this is one that you guys had mentioned earlier, Spacecraft to Your Dreams. And then we're going to play a few other bands that are going to be here as part of Tavern Tour. But so stick around. We've got about 45 minutes left with these guys on the Go-Go Radiomatic Show.
We'll be right back. Attention rockers, psychedelic knots, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
A new decade has begun, and we're ready to reach new heights in 2020 vision. The Lux Magna Festival has returned for its third edition, and we're inviting you to join us for some music, film, visual art, dance, and more. Featuring performances by Sedani, Big Brave, Trana Wintour, Backwash, Sarah May, Minnie Massive of Nomadic Massive, Gail Young, Olivia Short, and plenty of other acts from near and far. Lux Magna 2020 kicks off Wednesday, January 22nd, and runs until Sunday, January 26th. For more information, please visit luxmagna.ca. Lux Magna, escape the shadows, enter the great light.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
Dublin! There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
All right, we are back, and we'll quickly recap what we heard there, and then we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. The last track we heard was Pale Lips from their brilliant album After Dark, and the track we heard was The Kids, and Pale Lips are also playing as part of a tavern tour with Les Shirleys, and that's on January 31st at Pub West Shefford.
Pub West Shefford, yeah. It's a cool place.
I don't know that one. Where that's on Mount Royal. Like, how east?
I'd say it's about two-thirds of the way if you're going towards, like, Papineau.
Okay.
It's a decent walk from the metro, like about 5-10.
Yeah. Okay, but not too far.
No.
All right.
It's too far in the city.
And that'll be a really fun night as well. Like, it's gonna drive people mad trying to decide which shows to go to, because there's because that's the same night as...
At Tsukushima, which we just
exactly
to.
Birds of Paradise is that night as well, and
Tsukushima, yeah,
and they're playing with King Buffalo, who I'm not sure if you mentioned them on air earlier or if it was off air, but yeah. They're a great band out of Rochester, New York, a great psychedelic band.
And Hoobzo, whose album you have in your little stand there, and it's just beautiful. I love this band so much.
And they're out of Guelph, Ontario. Is that what I read?
Yeah, in London, and they do great things for their community and like the music scene at large. I'd say they're very inspiring. Yeah.
And then we also heard Les Breastfeeders in there as well, who will be ending the 3-day festival at where are they playing?
Studio Biz. That's Montreal, right in front of the metro, on top of where there used to be this billiard place, but it's not that anymore. I'm not sure.
It's above the Jean Coutu, right?
Yeah,
there?
Somewhat. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and that's the official 5th anniversary party. Is that
yes?
Correct?
And after that, there's a pizza party just for the sake of it. And I know that Gaston's tossing it. JP and Renard, my best friends in town. And there's going to be Material Girls, who's a glam post-punk experimental.
And they're out
no
of Atlanta.
No wave. They're really, really good.
Yeah, we played them on the show last time you were here.
Yep.
You
I'm a huge fan.
Included them in your playlist.
And then Jonathan Toubet does another set.
Right.
But it's not the dance contest. It's just him just playing at whichever records he wants to play. And just
right. And now, if I got this correct, so the Breastfeeders show happens,
yep.
And then after is the pizza party. The pizza party is free. So once the show's done...
At midnight, everybody can come and celebrate the fifth year with pizza, because that makes sense, right?
Right. It's a perfect way to end.
Like, I mean, we could do champagne, but I don't know. Like, I'd rather have pizza.
Yeah, it's a tavern tour. You need pizza.
Also, on the same bill with the Breastfeeders, Shadow Show from Detroit. Like, really good all-female band with a great aesthetic and a great knack for writing catchy tunes.
All right. Man, this is going to be some weekend.
Yep.
You might even drop out of school.
I might.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or eat too much pizza.
that could happen too. So obviously the night on Thursday you guys are playing.
Yeah.
So after Thursday, and I know you're a very busy man running around, but is there on the Friday and the Saturday, if you had to pick one show that you would go to?
No, but check the poster, Sean, by like so you can like you wouldn't know like which night on the poster. That's, so that doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm gonna be working with the administrator as a venue manager, so I'll see King Buffalo, Atsuko, and Wubzu. So I'm super psyched about that. So yeah, that's cool.
It's
so,
the Sadies. I'll have to go check that one out.
I must admit, the Sadies is pretty fucking crazy good.
Yeah, and have you seen Daniel Romano live?
Maybe Falak Zoid at Escogriff on a Saturday. Like, I mean, they're supposed to be just crazy good live band. I never saw them live, obviously. Well, otherwise I would know. But yeah, I'd say that. And Dear Roof, it breaks my heart, but launching a record is important and fun. So
right. And then you'll be playing with the Breastfeeders as well?
Yeah, on the Saturday. So I get to see Shadow Show and Material Girls, so that's cool too.
And yeah, so I don't know if you heard. Have either of you guys seen Daniel Romano, who's playing with the Sadies?
I've heard his albums, and it's really good. I love it. I've never seen him live, but I think it's a little more muscular than his
definitely
recordings.
Live. It's there's a lot of energy. Yeah. I've only been able to see him once. He played up at Bar La Ritz a couple years ago, and it was phenomenal.
Right on.
Yeah. So that one is definitely.
Well, it's with the Sadies too. So yeah. It's like you know the. C'est quoi? Deux coups de pierre, we say in French. Somewhat. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, maybe this is a perfect segue because the Sadies just dropped a brand new split single with King Khan. So why don't we hear from the Sadies right now, and then maybe we'll slip in a little bit more Uburu after this. So you're tuned into the Go-Go Radio and Magic Show.
Yeah, and I believe the King Khan track, like he talks about Dallas, and then on the Sadies track, they talk about King Khan. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
So you're going to hear the most despicable man alive.
All right, here we go. The Sadies.
Listen to my warning, friends, a tale of good gone wrong. About a black snake, some call Gunga Din, others call King Khan. Fed me LSD one night to mess my head around. And when I sobered up, I swore I'd put him 6 feet down. 'Cause he's the most despicable man alive. I went to see a preacher, but he couldn't help me none. I went to a witch doctor, he said, now listen, son. You might think twice before you go and kick at that beehive. One thing I know, that Khan's the most despicable man alive. Yes, he's the most despicable man alive. I set a date, then lay away. Inside his castle high, he went to sleep, and so I creeped up to the king's bedside. I held my knife above his chest, but then he smiled at me and asked if I would like another hit of LSD. The most despicable man alive. Yes, he's the most despicable man alive.
J'écoutais le chant des oiseaux, je regarde vers le ciel. Je reconnais ça le corbeau, c'est assez universel. Qu'attends-tu au bout du poteau? Et devant moi qui n'a pas d'aile, t'as pas l'air de me trouver bien beau. J'ai pas de plume, juste un peu de poil.
Thank you. children, please, when everything feels out of touch.
Society, when nothing is filled with love.
right, there you go. That will kick off your weekend any Friday night. That was Expending Forces by Uburu. And we've been lucky enough to have Sean and Max here all show long with us talking about this album. If you're just joining us, self-titled brand new album from Uburu. And all the streaming sites have it right now. But if you want a vinyl copy, you should get on down to La Ministre.
Le Ministère.
Le Ministère. This Thursday night, it's going to be an incredible lineup with Paul Jacob and Nobro and Uburu kicking it off. And it's as part of the Tavern Tour, first night of Tavern Tour. In that set, we also heard from Whoopzoo.
Whoopzoo
with the track Long Braided Hair. And that's off their album Warrior Down, which came out last year. And they're going to be playing with Tavern Tour with King Buffalo, who we heard just in before them. And they're a band out of Rochester, New York. What else do we have in there? Fred Fortin with Oiseau.
Oiseau, yep.
And he's playing on the
Saturday at Sala Rosa, yep. Okay. With Gus Engel. No, he's Gus Engelhorn. Yeah, it's going to be opening. So young, like, folk artist.
And then the Sadies kicked off that set, and they're going to be playing on the 31st,
which is a Friday at Sala Rosa, with Daniel Romano.
Daniel Romano, yeah. And Christian North, who I'm not familiar
with. Yeah, Christian North
with.
Is kind of cool. He's, I guess he's an experimental crooner.
Okay.
It's really fun. He's got a lot of energy, and his music is somewhat, I don't know, like dark folk and literal like 90s riffy fun dark crooning. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's interesting.
I think maybe the boys from Palmetto were talking about him once when they were in here.
The name. Yeah, song by them. I can't remember the name of that one, but
I just want to thank you guys so much for trekking all the way out here to NDG, and it's always a pleasure to have both of you guys come out here. And so quickly, we've got about 30 seconds left. Sinkin' Feelings, you have a show coming up?
That's right. Opening for King Kong and Barbecue Show.
And that's this Sunday at Les Grow. Is it still tickets still available?
I think so, but I wouldn't chance it and wait until
the
day of
the
show.
Going, they're going to go fast. And then anything else coming down the pike for you?
Vive les moths. No, but there's always something up. But I mean, like, yeah, I'm like, it's gonna be like the launch with Uburu and Tavern Tour for this weekend. That's what I'm concentrating on, and I hope like people are gonna enjoy it.